107.3 WAAF Rocks Framingham, a little Sublime. Smoke two joints, and it's almost like on cue. I mean, far be it for me to make a drug reference and then introduce the Prince of Darkness.
I know that, my children.
His Ozness himself live on the airwaves of WAAF. Welcome to Boston again, Ozzy. How are you, sir?
My favorite town is Boston. I'll tell you one of the most memorable things ever happened in my life happened in Boston when I opened the football season. It was cool, man.
You know what was amazing is we had heard rumors that you were going to open up the NFL season. And for those people that don't know what we're talking about, Ozzy and his band kicked off the NFL season at the Patriots-Raiders game, which I was in attendance at. And, you know, we're good friends with Zach and your band here at WAAF. He never called and let us know. So the circle of trust is complete in the Ozzy Osbourne camp, just to let you know. Can we talk a little bit about any of the controversy that happened toward the end of the Ozfest, or would you rather just avoid any of that?
You could say what you like, but all I can say about it, I had no part whatsoever. I never saw them play. I don't know. I mean, I was recovering from a chest infection that I'd picked up in Europe, and I was very sick on the tour. So I didn't quite, to be quite honest with you, I didn't pay attention to what was going on. And on that night this incident happened. The bass player came into my dressing room, and that was the first time I'd spoken to him in the entire tour. And he came and apologized for his singing, and I go, "What are you apologizing for?" He asked. I said something to the effect of, "Look, I'm a 37-year veteran. I've seen it all, done it all. I don't know what you're talking about, but I wish you well. Have a good gig." And then all this went down, and I just want everyone to know that is not Ozzy Osbourne's way of dealing with things. That's a bad. I have this thing. If you can put that stuff out, and I don't know who was involved, and people started to tell me, and I go, "You know what? I'd rather not know, because if I do get to know, I'm going to get pissed off, you know."
Well, I mean, I'm not going to tell you who was involved, but I can tell you that some people were associated with people that are very close to you, somebody that's very close to family. And I got to wonder if that has that caused friction between yourself, Sharon, and Zach at all?
Not in the slightest, because I didn't want to talk about it. Because, I mean, why do I want to get involved in something that if I didn't know before, then why would I want to get involved in it after it went down? I don't want to really talk about it, because I get kind of pissed off that he had to resort to whatever it resorted to.
All right, excellent. Well, let's focus on the good stuff. Ozzy's going to do another tour soon. Yes.
When?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
No. What I really want to do. He's put out a great Ozzy studio album.
Will Zach be part of that process?
More than likely, but I'm looking for guitar players. But the caliber of guitar players out there are very rare to find now.
I mean, look who you. I mean, obviously, a lot of people don't know everybody you played with, but obviously, Randy the Legend, Jakey Lee, Zach, Brad Gillis, who's probably not doing anything right now out in the West Coast. You might be able to get Brad to play.
No. Brad.
No.
I mean, he was gracious enough to help me out of a very dodgy situation after Randy's death.
Yeah.
But he's not really the guitar player I would look for. I want to try to do some really new Aussie stuff. You know.
Whatever happened to Joe Holmes?
You know what? It's a good question.
See, I mean, there are probably guys. Would you want to record an album with a bunch of well-known guitar players, or are you going to try and find somebody new?
No, you know what? I've seen that done before, and it never works. It never, ever works.
How about Lemmy? Could you do some more stuff with him?
Lemmy, if you were to say to me, "Do you have a real good friend?" And I'd have to say Lemmy, because I don't see him every day. I haven't seen him for months. But he's a really great, he's very well read, and he's written some great lyrics for me over the past, because I'm not really great on lyrics. He helps me out with the lyrics. He wrote "Mama, I'm Coming Home." He wrote "I Don't Want to Change the World," "Desire," a bunch of lyrics he's written for me. He writes them in a half an hour, you know.
Do you think that people would be surprised at how good a songwriter Lemmy is?
I mean, he's another one that's not right, and he's so underrated.
Yeah.
He's a very, very talented man. I have a big library in my house. If he was to stay at my house for a couple of days, he can read a book in no time at all.
No kidding.
I mean, he should write books, you know. He's a really clever guy.
Well, Ozzy, it is good to have you back here in Boston talking to us. Undercover is out today. All Ozzy Osbourne fans should go pick that one up. And the Prince of Darkness box set. Sure, why not? We're starting to talk about the holiday season here in America, so people can start go picking that up, thinking about it for the Ozzy fan on your Christmas list. What song, I guess we've been told that 21st Century Schizoid Man is the one that you're leading with off of this for a radio
single? I don't
know.
I mean, I just got in Friday and nobody ever tells me anything.
Ozzy Oblivious is what you become.
Yeah, I mean, have you made a record? What?
So when can we expect a new Ozzy record then?
As soon as physically possible, and as soon as I want it to be a special album, you know, because I haven't done one for a while now, and I'd like to kind of go back to the roots in the respect that I have a Pro Tools studio in my house, and it's so easy to make records now.
Do you know how to use Pro Tools, Ozzy?
I've got a studio at my house.
But you know how to use Pro Tools yourself?
But do I know? I can't even turn the fucking the lights on.
I ask just because it's an interesting question. I can't picture
me work a Pro Tool. It takes me all day to work the blow dry.
Well, we're glad you're healthy.
Yeah, but my ego can say I own my own studio.
Yeah, well, good.
I show people around the studio and they go, "Oh, do you want to play or something?" I go, "Oh no, it's something wrong with it right now. It's going to be fixed. I can't turn the bloody light on." Very impressive, though.
It looks good. Lots of lights and whistles.
Yeah, and funny things that happen. You know, all the fighters go up on their own.
You have to call Jack in to operate it for you?
No, I get a blind man who could do a better job than me.
Well, it is so good to hear from you again, Ozzy.
All right, God bless you, man.
We're glad you're healthy. We're glad Sharon is healthy. And we can't wait until we get new Ozzy music from you.
Neither can I. God bless you, and thanks for your time.
All right, thank you very much. Ozzy Osbourne, a legend on 107.3 WAAF. Here's something off the Undercover CD. It's a cover of a King Crimson song, 21st Century Schizoid Man on 107.3 WAAF.